needed.
Oh, you're very needed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
And not just for my brains either. My body.
Oh.
Oh, your mothering ability.
Okay, let me put on the next speaker, because I'm needed to be the ring mistress. You short. Hello.
Good evening, my lady.
Hello. Hello. Congratulations.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. It is something that always brings me great joy when I hear you so fondly. Sometimes it is not appropriate for two individuals to bond, but when they decide and there is importance in it, then that is good. When it is done without the serious intent on either one party or another, then that is wrong. But I'm not going to say whether it is right or wrong. My feelings on bondage are always kept within myself. I share those feelings sometimes with my love, but in your case, I'm very, very happy, and I would say so. I'm very happy for both you and your charming lady. It is something that you both need.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
And to finish off what we did the same, not only do you need your lady, but she needs you.
Yeah, even her health has improved 1,000% since we got together.
Whereas somebody that needs more than the other person, that is useful too. That nurturing can be a problem sometimes. Okay, now I'm going to address something that got me very annoyed. Somebody that has taken kneading to a extremely high art, the kneading of conflict, the kneading for people to feel sorry for, the kneading for people to take care of, the needing to be permanently handicapped, the needing to be a victim. Now, for years we have talked about all of these things, people that are users. Mm-hmm. And recently, all of you have the learning lesson of coming across a true user. Not only using people, the things around them to achieve their goals and their objectives. I don't think we need to mention any names. But it is a lesson to be used, an opportunity to say, okay, something like that, what can you do for?
Well,
no.
That's a big question.
Yeah.
What can you do for them? A person that needs everything.
Yeah, we've discussed this many times in the past.
Mm-hmm. And what has been my answer? You do nothing for them.
Correct.
Because when you try to help them,
they keep taking advantage.
And they keep taking it. So you are feeding their need. Mm-hmm. But if you take away the food for the need, then they have the opportunity of learning that lesson, that maybe it is not a good thing, and it is their choice whether or not they wish to learn or move on to the next person to be used, mm-hmm. or the next thing to be used, or the next creature to be used. Now, sometimes those individuals can be very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. They learn from the situations that they're in. They take their knowledge, and then they use it against those individuals. But the lesson that they fail to understand is if the individual that they've taken the knowledge from is stronger than they are, which most of them are, and that person stands up against misuse of their knowledge. Then they can defeat them very, very easily, and it is they are impervious to any harm that may be done by that person. For example, something that we've got a good chocolate out of, pentagrams. Okay, right. What happens to an unprotected pentagram when built with intent? Not just the start, not just the drawing of the child with it, but when it is built with intent.
It just physically spreads out to the center.
Mm-hmm. And what, where does that energy go?
In fact, this person is built there. It's looking for a home.
Mm-hmm. It goes to the builder. The person who built the pentagram that is unprotected gets back what they need plus. But where does that power come from? That power doesn't come from the symbol on the ground because it's just a symbol. That comes from here, the mind. Paul Marx said he's getting a penguin tonight. But it comes from the mind, their belief that that will work. And when they discover that an unprotected or an unsaleable penguin, which is just a symbol on the ground, which is no more harmful than anything, that's when it becomes harmful because of their belief.
Mm-hmm.
And the others around them, their belief that an unprotected symbol of any kind sends energy back to the builder of that symbol.
I'm very careful about drawing anything that had to do with pentagram.
Yeah, me too.
But it's just a symbol. But what makes it powerful? Exactly.
The thing is, though, with the pentagram, it has a racial memory attached to it, mm-hmm. that no matter how you draw it, you evoke that memory in the building of it, whether it's for fun or whatever. You still put a bit of intent into it just from your subconscious, I think.
Correct. Right. But what is the most powerful thing in your brain?
Your mind.
Exactly. Not the atomic bomb.
No,
not the
mind.
Symbols that you produce, because all of those come from one place. That's correct. So, when dealing with somebody that is a user, the best way to defeat them, if they're causing harm, is not to play their game. As soon as you play their game, or as soon as you realize that you are being used, you step back. You disengage. And therefore, they can no longer use you. So, from this whole experience, what have you learned?
The best defense is no offense.
It's to use their beliefs against them, to stop playing their game, to send them on their way. If they wish to learn from you and use what you have taught them, then that is fine. Maybe they will learn something good. If they don't, that's not your problem. You've done the best that you can until you realize that you're being used. But on the other side, there is the side that you have done good by trying to help somebody. Even though they didn't want the help but claim that they did, you have done good. You have learned something. You have learned about yourself. You have learned how to handle and deal with those people that use other people. Unfortunately, yes, having watched your planet very carefully with the aid of us, I have seen a lot of users. Some of them have been helped. Some of them profess to have been helped. Some of them play acting. And others just totally ha. Okay, I have my little sister going.
Take care, my love.
Okay. I wish you could talk longer. Okay. Catch you later, Skip. Congratulations. And
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Actually, she blushes and gets very flattered when you say lovely day. Considering that she is older than both of you. It's a big compliment for her. But as I'm older than you, Russ.
Well, yeah, that's true.
How many years younger than you are? 60. How many years have you been?
Well,
I'm 66.
Hard to say. Mars is a different rotation. Than...
That's besides the point.
I'll be 66 in 2 months.
I'm this old. I am older and younger. Okay, let me
Well, if you rejuvenate me, I'll be a lot younger.
I haven't had a rejuvenation yet. I don't need one for a while. Yeah. Okay, going to put on the last speaker.
You.
I can't stay too long. I'm real busy tonight. I've got to go back to my office. First of all, be prepared for a communique.
Okay.
Now, nice. The reason why I'm maybe releasing a communique, and I've been in a lot of meetings recently, you'll have to excuse me thinking and talking fast. Okay, we have had earthquakes in Taiwan. We've had rioting in East Timor. We've had problems in Malaysia. We've had earthquakes in Turkey. We've had stock markets continuing a downward slide. What do all these things add up to?
Possible DEFCON alert.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So or upgrade.
Which will take us to DEFCON 2.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All these things are happening externally to your country except for the stock market. Slightly. What is going on is a moment for us. We have been teetering on the edge declaring a DEFCON 2 for the past 3 days. Okay, this is nothing negative for your localized area. This is a worldwide alert because of all the things going on in other places. Most of them are in what you call the developing country areas, which at the moment is something that is stopping us from announcing that DEFCON 2 level. But if they continue to occur, such things as hurricanes, riots, mass killings, sliding in the market. Now, you have had, within the space of 3 weeks, you've had...
Inside weather's breakout in New York?
You've had some major occurrences. You've had major earthquakes in Taiwan. You've had major earthquakes in Turkey. You've had major earthquakes... of some of our ass recently. You've had bomb blasts in the Soviet Union. You have had warfare breaking out in Kazakhstan and Chechnya. You have had military attacks. You have had hurricanes. You have had volcanic activities. You've had a lot of things going on within the space of 3 weeks. Sorry?
Shooting rampages.
Shooting rampages. You've had many negative events apparently. This is nothing to do with the turn of the millennium.
Well, it's not.
The millennium turns in another year and 90 days. Thereabouts. What is going on is normal natural phenomena that are occurring close together, unfortunately. The natural phenomena, they happen from time to time in space like that. The fightings and so on are not anything to do with the turn of the millennium or the supposed turn of the millennium in 90 days, which is a misnomer and inaccurate. What they have to do with is religious problems. To start off with the problem in Chechnya and Kazakhstan, I sided with the rebels. I was incorrect in this. I want to clear that up right now. Having done more research and studied it in closer detail, I am now siding with the government. The actual people that are creating the fighting are a very small minority that believe it is their right to force their will on the majority. To give you an idea on how small this minority is, you're talking less than 1%. Less than 1% is creating the current problem. So anybody that complains that the the four rebels are being picked on and head is incorrect. They're not rebels. They're terrorists. They are forcing their will on other people. Is that the action of a rebel? Is that the action of a religious sect? No. That isn't the actions of terrorists. They're bandits. They're using religion as a tool for their own ends. Yeah, the reason why I sound strongly vehement in that is the fact that I goofed. I made a mistake in my judgment. But I'm correcting that now. And the anger is not directed at them or directed at the government. It is anger at myself for making that mistake. A foolish mistake. Okay, do we have any questions?
Would that terrorist action exist in the bombings in Russia also?
That is correct. That is the action of terrorists. Okay, next question.
Well, East Timor is a that's a political problem there.
That's correct.
But now, what do you see as a force or a possible outcome out of all this independence that's being forced upon Indonesia for that particular area?
Actually, it's a very dangerous move. Secondly, the majority of the people thought that it was the right move. Secondly, the government of Indonesia felt that it was a wrong move. Both parties in this case were at fault. For the simple reason East Timor cannot survive without Indonesia. Indonesia can survive without East Timor, but it is wrong for them to force their will on the majority of the people in that area, even though the majority, in actual fact, is a minority of Indonesia. They gave them the opportunity to vote for their independence. They voted for it. And unfortunately, they made a choice which was harmful, and innocent people were hurt. So it is something that both parties are at fault. That's something I'm keeping out, but I'm watching carefully. Next question.
We're just entering into the hurricane season now. We're also entering to a point where the interest rates are being looked at as being rising soon. That, along with another earthquake that could possibly strike anywhere along that Pacific Rim area that's already building up, we could see a DEFCON alert pretty quick then because of all that.
And that is quite possible. In fact, when I leave here, I'm going back to a meeting. I'm going back to a meeting with the Council of Cloud where we're going to sit down and discuss it. It's where I'm always.
One last question is, on the earthquakes in the Pacific Rim, we've had one major one in Turkey and one major one in Taiwan. Hasn't that relieved a lot of stresses on that particular place? We might not see anything
then
for a while.
Connected to the Pacific plate. The one in Turkey is the European plate. The one in Taiwan is on the
on the Japanese plate.
Yes, on the Japanese plate, that's not on your side. However, not being fully based on the theory behind it, I can assume that even though it's released pressure in that area, with the movement is building up pressure elsewhere. Where I don't know.
Oh, okay. I get it. Tectonics of it or something, I'll have to look into it. So,
if it's five. Gently, then that is not a problem. I really don't know. I'm not a...
It could be building up pressure on this side of the
Or it could be building up pressure further along that fault line. Anyway, any more questions?
No.
Okay, I've got to go.
Thanks.
I can't take his point with me, can
I? Nice. Way.
Sometimes.
All slipped. And if it slipped toward the Pacific plate?
Well, if it slipped toward their country by taking pressure off, they can push the plates over this way.
Well, no, that would release pressure on this plate to move closer toward the Taiwan plate. Right, which would bring the slide to San Francisco.
Well, they're up because who knows? But don't get upset about it because there's nothing.
No.
Sure.
we're just kind of discussing.
Okay? Right.
Well, I can tell you a way to deal with it, but get me sent home.
No, we're just discussing.
Yeah, it was just...
Actually, it gives you quite a lot of energy that you can use for other things. But I can't tell you that.
No, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't want you to be grounded again.
Hey, I edited myself there and said to myself.
You, yeah. You don't need to be grounded. We need you here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She works way too hard sometimes.
Anyhow.
She was talking fast, too. She had her hands up somewhere. That's here on the hot tin roof.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. She was working on going through things tonight.
It's been a pretty healthy discussion.
I think we've covered a lot of things.
Yes, yeah.
But, okay. Let me put on my spiritual hat here for a second.
Go ahead.
Skip, how's the nudges coming?
How's the what?
The nudges. The little suggestions, the little bits of guidance. You feel any more? I'm a friend to your guide.
Oh, yeah? Kept me from rolling my truck over the mountain.
But since then?
I'm sorry?
But since then, have you felt more nudges? More?
Since then, no.
I wouldn't say that you have, but maybe it's been a lot more subtle about it.
Because he flat told me to slow down.
That was where it was necessary to be vocal.
Yeah.
But a guy doesn't speak to you constantly. They don't even push you constantly. It's gentle little nudges. It's like, the best way to describe it, it's like a cue ball on a billiard table. You push it ever so gently, and it gently move. You keep applying that pressure gently and gently and gently. It's an unperceptible move. But soon, it's going in a different direction than it was originally. Even though you haven't heard or felt your guide, it doesn't mean to say that he's not making little suggestions and little tentative pushes. But, yeah, a guide is there with you for the long haul. And they're there to help guide you in a way that it is unnoticeable. A good guide will be so subtle that you won't even notice it until you look back and go, oh, okay. 5 years ago when I was on that path, I was feeling this way. Now I'm heading that way. How did I come to be there? That's what guides do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there to tell you blatantly, go this way. Not unless it is immediate danger. So guides are subtle. And it's good to see you this happy and cheerful. I think Freebeard was right in saying it's need. You need it. But, subtlety is something that is very useful. Guides, the majority of the time, are very, very subtle. They've got to be subtle, because if they're blatant, sometimes you resist. You don't see the advantage in going that way. Whereas they're looking further down the road, which they have the opportunity to do, which you don't, in your stimulated, orientated existence. The thing that I experience, they don't have that stimulation of physical sensations. They have the opportunity to think and plan and see where you are going. And because the majority of guides know you well enough, either in past lives or in current lives, to be able to say, okay, what would be best suited for Skip? What would be best suited for us? The subtleties are very, very important. You can be blatant when necessary, but sometimes that is not necessary.
It was necessary when I dragged my truck and wheel fall.
That was what we call red alert.
Yeah,
to use a technical term, that's red alert.
Exactly. Kept me from rolling the truck.
Like my technical terms.
Now, guys are advancing in their own consciousness during this time, so I assume when they're not, on red alert, that they're consciously exploring their own avenues toward progression in consciousness. Correct.
Okay. Do we have any more questions on the spiritual side of things?
No. But my guide is in place now.
Yes, he is. Very much that. He's still doing his times when he's being taught and learning, but those are becoming progressively less and less.
Okay.
So he's being taught by other guides.
Yes.
So it's like a whole other life that you live after your life.
Yeah.
So you don't really stop living.
Okay, now here's another point I'd like to bring up. What we've been discussing earlier. A guide is needed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's a two-way street there. We need the guide, and the guide actually needs us.
That brings up another point. The movie that's called Always, I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's a story
about the World War II pilot that's helping new pilots. Is that correct?
Close. He flies a World War II bomber for fighting fires.
The image, the story that Mark's told me is that it's about a fighter pilot that dies in a plane crash and comes back to help another pilot advance.
Not in this one I've seen.
Yeah.
One I've seen, he fights fires. Richard Dreyfuss fights fires
in a World War II
bomber, and
yes,
then he dies.
That's a color film.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another one.
Then it's probably a black and white. Maybe.
Yeah.
The other way.
And he's the one that decorates, the big guy with...
John Goodman, right.
With the
fire retardant, right.
Mm-hmm.
But in that, he comes back after he's dead and helps out new pilots.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the problems and the fun that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. But in doing so, he finds that he's very needed. And I'm thinking the Baron.
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's something that my sister... That's where you got it from.
Yeah, of course.
The Baron is making excellent.
Absolutely.
Yes, he would.
See if we can find a fighter pilot that needs him.
Hey, there's lots of modern Darwin that need somebody like the Baron.
The whole crew on the base probably
needs him. Oh, yes. Definitely. Because these young guys coming up now,
Prison Tuck is tall.
I think it's a little too soon for the Baron to be.
He'll get there. Once he hits this, I think he'll find that he's needed more this way than he was as a fighter pilot. But he's got the experience behind him.
So oh, yeah.
His need.
I'll talk to my grandmother about that when I get the opportunity.
Yeah, right.
Cool.
He would be excellent.
Mm-hmm.
God, you couldn't ask for a better candidate.
But we all do a little stint from time to time as guys.
I'm sorry, we're injecting into an area that we don't really know that much about.
Same here, I don't know that much about it either. My grandmother does. And
I'll bet you he'd make an excellent guide.
And what my grandmother, how much does she say about it? About guides?
Well, it's
very little.
Yes, she does.
But she knows a lot more than she will let on.
I think that comes from all of you young people.
That we know a lot more than we let on?
Yes.
Well, we're covered by our own set of protocols. She's covered by a different set of protocols.
That's okay.
A great example of different set of protocols is my dad. My dad and his set of protocols.
Isn't he expected to live by a certain set now that he's president of Syria?
Mm-hmm. Which doesn't cover him for the directives that we have here on the base.
For releasing information.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we understand that too.
Talking of protocols and behaviors, we will have coming probably in December time the Wayward Monster.
The Bunny Kids.
The Monster.
Bunny?
Yeah. You've met Bunny.
Yes.
The stripper, the exotic dancer. The student of life with the IQ problem and so on. Okay, and moving along to another topic, let's Leica.
Oh, I love
yes. Oh, I've got my email working now, so
How's
I can
the baby?
Study.
Baby is doing fine.
Get that announcement going.
She is a normal She's not normal for us here. She's normal for a third-dimensional child. She has no abilities.
Well, that's fine. She's got the love of her parents.
I don't need any ability with that.
And she was, because of the parentage, she is genetically altered. She is, you've heard us talk about Teen's daughter. You've heard me talk about Teen the technician.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. There are some times where it is impossible for a woman to conceive up here with male genes.
Yeah.
So what they do is they artificially set it up so that a child can be born.
Yeah.
And instead of having the necessary genes, they have pure female genes. No male genes whatsoever. Which means that they're sterile, their mental abilities are at best weak.
Mm-hmm.
On most common occurrence, they're normal for your species.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
As opposed to having, maybe one or two or three or four abilities, mm-hmm. which is very, very common up here, which is the normal.
Mm-hmm.
They become unnormal up here because they have no abilities.
Was she facing the ostracization
for that?
No. Definitely not.
Well,
if anything, it would be more left.
What it'd be like down here, that's for sure.
You know, having almost an anaphylactic reaction over something.
Hmm. Wouldn't that make the young people tease them because
no.
they don't have the abilities?
No. That they're very looked after, very more loved.
Okay, all right,
because
okay.
they are missing that one thing that makes them normal.
Okay, I got you.
Now, wouldn't that be like a handicapped person down here who develops their other abilities? For example, maybe they become more empathic, or...
A lot of them...
use the brain more?
No, they're very, very good caregivers for children because they can't have children themselves.
Oh,
because with
okay.
being a pure woman, they're totally sterile. They can't have children, and they are wonderful, wonderful caregivers. They make fantastic nurses because they go out of their way to learn how to read people's body language instead of reading the mind.
Yes.
They learn
okay.
the body language.
Yes. So creche parents. Nurses.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them are creche mothers. A lot of them are nurses. A lot of them are caregivers.
Great.
Their life expectancy is about half of ours.
Now, wouldn't they also make good bookkeepers?
No. Because they are pure female.
Yeah.
They don't have that aggressive leaning
mm-hmm.
that will make them go out and inflict pain. They want to heal. They want to help. They want to put things back together.
They don't have that balance.
They don't
no.
have the male aggressive.
They don't have testosterone.
Yeah.
They're not aggressive.
Yeah, like a keeper. That's funny.
Oh, yeah, she has more than she
She's a jewel.
Which when she went into labor, they were trying to put an IV into her arm. Guess what she did? Knocked the medic out. Told her that nobody was going to stick a needle in there except for her luck.
So what you put in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's a jewel.
She is a total sweetheart. Okay.
Okay, baby.
Yeah. We're getting into idle chit-chat and gossip. I'm going to say something that...
Well,
we
2 minutes.
Got 2 minutes left?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe a couple more. The tape runs a little longer than 45, but generally about 2 minutes.
And I will get around to a gossip, Colin. I've just been waiting.
Oh, no,
busy.
No, no. Don't hurry, darling.
The gossip I like is the humorous, the funny, the fact of the punching out of the medic.
Yeah,
it's just funny.
Corey Bar, any more fun excitement down there lately?
It's been pretty quiet there, actually.
Oh, really?
The Wookiees have been behaving themselves.
Oh, okay.
The normal rowdy makers, which was One of the co-ed platoons isn't on the base at the moment. The pilots have been kept too busy, especially with the reorganization of the squadron to an elite squadron.
Hmm.
So there's going to be a lot of base personnel on the Blue Guys changing here shortly.
Can you hear that here?
Yeah,
Mark some water or something?
Yeah, he's fine. I think that's part of the problem with this dust. Okay.
That's it for tonight, then.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Unless. Okay, you don't.
Unless anybody wants to play banjo.
What do you mean?
He is still echoing that in her mind at the moment. That was her light relief. Dueling banjos. Okay, it's all right.
All right, good night.
It's been fun. Right. You can leave the tape on the best place for the after tape session's always something that we would like to hear as well.
Okay. Have a lovely night.
Bye.
Greetings, everyone.